The Pearl Paradox, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a night light on for you. That night light is out of James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the work trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it should be given him. I wonder if you've ever thought about how a pearl is made. An oyster, there's some little crack in its shell, and a little piece of sand gets in there, and there's a substance that coats the irritation of that sand, which is really kind of a fine piece of glass, and it's got a lot of sharp edges to it, and the oyster uses this knacker, I don't know how you pronounce it, and or mother of pearl, and it coats the sand, and over a period of 5 or 6 years, you ultimately get this pearl that's there. And so you could say that every pearl that exists that in any jewelry around any beautiful bride or any person's jewelry box is only there because there was a point of pain. So pain produced the pearl. That's kind of the pearl paradox. Sometimes we think, if I just had a life that didn't have any difficulty in it, it would be a beautiful life. The reality is, somehow, when everything's going our way, we get lazy, we get sloppy, we get sassy, we get mouthy, we get disobedient, we get rebellious. And one of the things that you'll find is that God uses pain in order to focus our attention where it needs to be focused. And it brings about transformative power in our life. He says that this pain process, these trials or tribulation, that they produce patience in us, and really they produce maturity, growth in us. And look, let's be honest. Of all the rooms that are in your life, the greatest room is the room for improvement. You need improvement in your life, as do I. We could certainly do better than we do. And so instead of being bitter about pain points in your life, perhaps look at areas in your life where there's some significant stress right now and say, God, what are you trying to teach me here? What is the pearl that can grow out of this pain? So maybe it's an on-the-job pain that you have. Maybe you need to set better boundaries. And that pain point is there to teach you to build better boundaries around your work time, around your responsibilities, so that you're doing what you've been tasked to do, not somebody else's job. And so maybe that's it. Or maybe in a relationship, the pain points that is there is to teach you to be more loving and forgiving. I don't know. So there's some things to at least think through, and it may help you to see those pain points a little bit differently, and that will lower the stress level that you have. Dear Lord God, I thank you for these dear ones under the sound of my voice. I pray that you would help them to know that you love them and care for them, and allow them to rest well tonight. Allow them to know that your loving watch care is ever over them, and that you have never, ever failed. You have never, ever been shocked or surprised by what has happened, and that their future can be confidently placed in your hands. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a good night.